This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is America's Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Well, everything going to, you know what, in a handbasket, but don't worry, Joe Biden's out there. He's going to be spending most of the week, we understand, raising funds, raising money with the likes of James Taylor and Steven Spielberg. So it's all right. Biden is on the job. He's everything's going to be fine. It's all going to be fine. So just don't worry, and please just, you know, relax. He's raising money, so it's all going to be fine. All right, 949-822-7959. Kyle Warren with you. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the program. It is Wednesday morning here on the show, and we hope that you're having a great day so far. If you're up early with us, of course, and we hope that you have some great plans as we head into the latter part of the week and into the weekend. You know, we're going to blink our eyes, and it's going to be Christmas time. We're going to blink our eyes, and it's going to be New Year's. And then we're going to be really in the thick of it, January 2024, and we're going to start in earnest, of course, I know, into this election year. And things may feel a little bit different because then the calendar will actually read 2024. But once again, folks, welcome to the broadcast. You can also head over to KyleWarrenShow.com. It's KyleWarrenShow.com if you'd like to send me a direct message this morning. And we're glad to be getting your direct messages, of course, from KyleWarrenShow.com. And once again, folks, welcome to everybody listening to us on AM 860 The Answer, our flagship station. Good morning to everybody listening to the various AM and FM affiliates along the GCN network. GCN distributes the program, of course, to our great AM and FM affiliates. And once again, the telephone number, if you'd like to join in this morning, 949-822-7959. Okay, so let's listen in again to a little bit of Donald Trump. We'll get back to the Ukraine issue here in just a moment, because last hour we were hearing Donald Trump talking about our country, but yet suddenly in Afghanistan, the pullout of Afghanistan, which kind of set the stage he was talking about for the invasion of Ukraine, because Vladimir Putin and the Russian government can look over and say, in Donald Trump's words, these people are incompetent, and obviously these things go into the decision-making matrix for people like Vladimir Putin. But let's hear a quick quote here, here in this first segment. Now, you've heard so many people say, if Donald Trump gets elected, our democracy is over. It's going to be the end of our democracy. It's going to be the end of our country. Trump is going to be a dictator because altogether now Trump is Hitler. It's just all about being Hitler again. And on it goes. I don't know. Is there anybody on planet Earth? Is there anybody on planet Earth that even remotely resembles Adolf Hitler's policies, his viewpoint, his hatred? Well, I think that's Hamas, right? I mean, and other like-minded individuals who are going against the Jews, and in no uncertain terms, unabashedly. And so I don't know. I don't think Trump is Hitler, but we do have a pretty good example of people who are acting like Hitler in different parts of the world this morning, and unfortunately, and some in our country as well, who have espoused terrible, terrible things. All right, so let's listen in here, because Sean Hannity asks President Trump about the idea, well, you know, are you going to be a dictator? So, great question. It's a great question. Just hit it head on. You know, because that's the messaging. Oh, he's going to be Hitler. He's going to be a dictator. So are you going to be a dictator? Let's listen in.
Almost have to go to a break. I want to go back to this one issue, though, because the media has been focused on this and attacking you under no circumstances. You are promising America tonight. You would never abuse power as retribution against anybody.
Except for day one.
Except
for he's going to prison. Except for day one.
Meaning?
I want to close the border and I want to drill.
That's not retribution. I got
I'm going to be, you know, he keeps. I love this guy. He says, you're not going to be a dictator, are you? I said, no, other than day one. We're closing the border. And we're drilling. After that, I'm not a dictator.
So that sounds to me like you're going back to the policies when you were president.
Well, you know, and so I got to tell you, folks, you know that there are those way far over on the left that are in a just going insane at this moment in time. And we just played it, and they're going insane as a result of it. But before they get into a tizzy, it's time to point out that obviously what he was talking about was not to be an actual, like, Mussolini, okay? That to be a dictator like Mussolini or again, Adolf Hitler, there you go, or any other tin-potted dictator of history. That's not what Donald Trump was talking about, and yes, he used the term dictator. I will be a dictator on day one, and they're just going to run with that. It's going to be a campaign commercial. But I don't know. It's so silly because obviously what he's talking about is he's using it as a figure of speech to say I will have different executive orders that all presidents do on day one. They come in and they start rescinding the other executive orders of the previous administration. Typically, they have some other executive orders of their own, and executive orders obviously can be they're typically reviewed. You have people go and find a judge, and they say, I don't like this executive order, and they challenge it, and it goes through the process, right? But when Trump says, I will be a dictator on day one, and when he's talking about easing restrictions on energy, right, using the power of the federal government to close the border, being a dictator in context of history is entirely different. But that's the term he was using, so obviously the left will go a little apoplectic about that. But as I said, before they get into a tizzy, just realize what he was really talking about. You could say, you know, Joe Biden came in and did executive orders. Oh, brother. All right, folks, stay right there. We're coming right back. Much more to tell you about here on this Wednesday edition of the program. We are racing through and rocketing through. Stay right there. We're coming right back. I promise.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Longevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
America is a nation that can be defined in a single word.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Hey, folks, we are back, and we're having fun. It's Wednesday, it's middle of the week, and I think we deserve some fun. I really do, and especially as we head through this month of December into the holiday season. It's upon us, but we'll get deeper into it here soon. There can be some stressful things. I'm just saying, there can be some stressful things that happen. And certainly if you might have family come in to visit, I'll just leave it at that. But whatever it is, a lot of times the memories that you make can overshadow some of the different differences, maybe. That's a good way of putting it. We just were talking about that at Thanksgiving as well. By the way, Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back. 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to be part of the show this morning. And we talked a little bit at Thanksgiving time. People come over and they might, some of the discussions might get a little interesting, maybe just a little bit intense, but that's okay. That's okay. And I'll be interesting to see if there's any polls out similar to what we had at Thanksgiving. 61% of the American people are voters. Didn't want to talk about politics at the Thanksgiving dinner, basically. Well, that's probably not a bad idea, depending on, maybe later, maybe after dinner, you can talk more politics, just to try to keep the peace, because there are those who are really trying to divide us. There's no doubt about that. Really trying to divide us. Let's listen in here, because as we talked about, we heard Donald Trump at the town hall with Sean Hannity, which turned out to be a pretty good format, I think. And in terms of, and we've heard this, from several people now, that the idea that, well, maybe, you know, hearing a candidate expound on what they want to do, what they believe, how they want to do that may be more informative, obviously, than just having the standard debate, which we're going to be talking about on tomorrow's program, which will happen Wednesday night or tonight, basically, and of the four GOP candidates. You've got Vivek Ramaswamy, Ron DeSantis, Nikki Haley, and, of course, Chris Christie. So that should prove interesting. Christie hasn't really said a whole lot in some of these debates. It's kind of like he's on the edge there a little bit. But I have a feeling now that there's, and then there were four, it's going to be a little bit more maybe rough and tumble. I think that could be the word we're looking for. So let's go back to this audio clip. Donald Trump talking with Sean Hannity, and he was talking about how in Afghanistan, you know, it was a disaster. No, I'm just paraphrasing here and nutshelling it. It was a disaster. It was a disaster. And one of the things that I'll never forget during the Afghanistan pullout, when a reporter sitting out for a one-on-one interview with President Biden talked about the people who were holding on to the airplanes, the big cargo planes, as they were leaving the airstrip, and it's a grisly, grisly thing to say, and I hate to describe it in the gory detail, but they would fall off the airplane at altitude, and they obviously fell to their deaths. They were so desperate to get out, and there are so many, by the way, who we never got out, and they trusted us or they worked for us, of the Allies, basically, but primarily for the United States, and they never were able to get out of town, for lack of a better term, and we don't know what's happened to them, but they did trust us, and they were let down. But to hear Joe Biden's reaction to that question about those who had fallen off the airplanes, And I remember he got really frustrated about it. He goes, well, that was like 4 days ago or 5 days ago or something. You know, worse to that effect. And they're like, why are you asking me about that now? Because that's like, you know, in the past. And I just felt like that was one of the worst possible things anybody could have ever said about anything. And Joe Biden managed to do it. And again, I think that's part of his decline that he's also going through, unfortunately. I hate to see somebody that happened to somebody, but can you imagine? Sorry, folks, I had to hit the cough button there real quick. Can you imagine what he might be like now? And I mean, we see in the public, but in private, it's just, I shudder. Okay, let's listen in to Donald Trump here. So he's going to transition from Afghanistan, talking about what happened in Ukraine.
Ukraine, that would have never happened. A million years. I used to speak to Putin about it. It was the apple of his eye, Ukraine, the apple of his eye. And I said, don't do it. Don't do it. I won't tell you exactly, but it was tough. In fact, he said, you wouldn't do that. I said, yes, I will. No, you won't. You won't do it. And, you know, he didn't believe me, but he believed me 10%. That's all he had to believe me. And he never did anything. I mean, he never did anything. And by the way, President Xi with Taiwan, I had the same conversation, different cities and different countries. I had the same exact conversation. And he would have absolutely, I mean, he's looking at Taiwan very strongly. It would have never happened. And again, for 4 years, it didn't happen. And it was never going to happen. And now it's very possibly going to happen, which would be a shame. So it's one of those things. Thank you. I'd like to be back. Thank you.
So there's Donald Trump. That's pretty interesting stuff, to say the least, right? That's pretty interesting stuff because you do have the perspective, and obviously there are certain things I'm sure that he or any former president can't really divulge detail-wise. But obviously as a campaign sort of maneuver here, having somebody who was in the Oval Office and did talk to these world leaders and would have been able to communicate, maybe, that's a good word to use, maybe communicate the idea that don't do it. Because now just compare and contrast that now with what the Biden administration is saying to Iran. What is the message from the Biden administration to Iran? Don't. That was it. That's it. Don't. And they kind of, I don't know, there's sort of a smugness when that's said by the Biden administration people. Don't. Because it's like, aha, you know, look how tough we are. We're being very tough. But the toughness isn't backed up, or the tough, that term, don't, sounds tough, but it's not really backed up with the toughness. And Donald Trump, you know, for all of his good points and all of his faults, right? Because we all have those. Everybody does. Everybody has good points and everybody has some faults. There's no doubt about that. But what I mean to say is that as they look at Donald Trump and size him up in this specific case of a President Trump, I think they come away with the notion that, well, this guy's probably not going to care what the initial opinion is about an action of consequence that he's communicating to somebody like Vladimir Putin. But somebody like Joe Biden is going to be much more concerned with all of the political stuff that goes along with it. I'm not talking about doing something dastardly, doing something wrong, doing something morally reprehensible. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about saying, look, you know, Donald Trump doesn't have to sit there and tell you how tough he is. And in other words, I've constructed this thing I call the Clint Eastwood test. Now, Clint Eastwood and, you know, he has this aura, this ability, right, to just kind of be tough. And he doesn't have to tell you how tough he is, okay, in the context of these characters and, you know, Dirty Harry and all that. Dirty Harry doesn't have to say, now look, punk, I'm really tough. And you'll find out how tough I am if you, you know, keep you shooting at me or something like that. No, he just is tough. And the, you know, the punk who who's fired at him and doesn't remember if he fired 5 shots or 6 shots. And in all that confusion, I lost track myself. And, you know, he just sees this, you know, within the context of these characters, that this guy is really tough. I better not test this. So it's kind of the Clint Eastwood test. You don't have to tell you you're tough. Just be tough. Act tough. And people kind of get the message. You're tough. So they believe that with Donald Trump, and I don't think that they believe that with Joe Biden or the Joe Biden administration people or Kamala Harris or this kind of thing. So when they say don't, they hear it. It goes literally goes in one ear and out the other. And they go, well, guess what? We will. We'll do whatever we want because we don't believe that you're going to really do something. I mean, the Houthis in Yemen are firing missiles at commercial shipping and at our own ships. But we have to have meetings and discussions, and we have to run stuff up the flagpole, and we, you know, it's just forever. All right. We're coming right back, folks. Kyle Warren with you. Stay right there.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
U.S. USA News Update. The hunt is on for the gunman who ambushed a school police officer in Texas, shooting him in the leg. This happened outside the Northeast Early College High in Austin.
One of our officers called out that he was taking gunfire.
School police chief Wayne Sneed says the gunman took off and has not been seen since. The seemingly random attack sent the campus into lockdown. Intense combat is underway as Israeli forces advance further into southern Gaza. The United Nations issues a warning of impending dire situation as Palestinian civilians evacuate amid the shelling. Approximately 1.9 million people in Gaza have been displaced. LSU quarterback Jaden Daniels, Ohio State wide receiver Marvin Harrison Jr., Oregon quarterback Bo Nix, Washington quarterback Michael Penix Jr., all are up for the Heisman Saturday. Dave Collins, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The Biden administration will give more than $6 billion to a pair of high-speed electric rail routes in the West.
The Federal Railroad Administration says $3 billion will be for a route plan between Las Vegas and the Los Angeles area, and another $3 billion for a route connecting cities in California's Central Valley. The money is a fraction of the total cost to build the project, but it does signal the Biden administration's commitment to high-speed rail. The route in California is part of a project to eventually connect to Los Angeles and San Francisco, which has been plagued by delays and
U.S. Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene wants the nation's high court to issue a decision after two lower courts refused to toss out fines she received the height of COVID. She and two other lawmakers were fined for refusing to wear masks on the House floor as required by Nancy Pelosi. Greene racked up more than $100,000 in fines for refusing to mask up.
That's what we do.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
Welcome back. As we said, 949-822-7959. That's the number to call in. You can also head over to my home website of KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com if you'd like to send us a direct message this morning. In just a little bit, here on the next segment coming up, we'll be talking, of course, with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And then later on, we'll be talking with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. And in hour number four this morning, we also have special treats. We'll be talking with Patrick Hyland, and he's the insurance quarterback and host of the Sport Zone, by the way, here, right here on our flagship station of AM 860, along with Brandon Rimes. He's the consumer quarterback, and he also hosts a program right here on AM 860, The Answer, our flagship station. So it's chock full this morning. We have a lot to do, and so let's get right back to it, shall we? Okay, so we've been listening to some of these audio clips, and I think it's productive this morning to do that, to hear some of these things that Donald Trump is talking about, because there's obviously, there's going to be comparisons to what happens with the GOP debate between Nikki Haley, Chris Christie, Vivek Ramaswamy, and, of course, Governor Ron DeSantis on Wednesday evening. And my question yesterday was, and we got a couple of great phone calls about it as well. My question yesterday was, does Trump need to go to these debates? Should he go to these debates? Well, this kind of, and it's different than a rally, right? This conversation with Sean Hannity, a little bit different than a rally, because it just has a different sort of vibe to it. But there seemed to be a lot of good communication coming out of that. And one of the things that Donald Trump can do, I think, is by maintaining this kind of vibe, for lack of a better term, that I think he has a much better chance of winning over voters who didn't vote for him before, but also to win back some of these voters who decided they didn't want to vote for Donald Trump for whatever reason. And that just happens. You know, it's the voting public definitely has their own sort of way of evaluating things. And sometimes people don't want to vote for a candidate for a variety of reasons. Whether that candidate is Trump, whether that candidate is anybody, any of the declared candidates in any election. It's just there's an X factor, and sometimes people just have this thing. But what Trump, the hill that he needs to climb over, and I think it's entirely doable, is that he simply needs to be able to show, again, the experience that he's had behind the Resolute Desk in the Oval Office, that he's been there. He understands it perhaps in a more unique way than any other candidate. Any other candidate might say, well, day one I'm going to do this and that and the other thing, and someone who's actually been the president can say, well, I know how to navigate this better now. Because arguably, and I don't, this is not anything new, right? But Donald Trump had a lot of unforced errors in his administration, not the least of which was not asking for the resignations of all these different administration or people who work in the federal government. And on day one, so you could pick and choose who you wanted to keep, or you can replace people, this kind of thing. So you had some holdovers that made life a lot more complicated, shall we say, for Donald Trump. I don't think they make that same mistake again. Donald Trump also, this is one of the reasons why, you know, we had that funny clip, well, I'll be a dictator, but only on day one. Oh, to do what? To, you know, take away the energy restrictions and, you know, enforce the border, this kind of stuff. That's not being a dictator, by the way. He's being facetious about that. But as I said earlier, the left will go apoplectic about that, and they'll say to themselves, oh, well, this EDC, he's a dictator. See, he even admits it. He's admitting that he'll be Hitler, you know. It's actually just really, it's ridiculous, isn't it? But it's, and if it wasn't so important, right, it would almost be funny to watch that happen, but it is very serious. So let's listen in here to Donald Trump talking about the travel ban that he initially had. And again, you know, talking about these things, not in some sensationalistic way, not something that's way over the top or a circus sort of atmosphere. Where is the circus atmosphere, my friends? Where is that? If we wanted to point to the circus atmosphere, I think it would be over with the Democrat Party elite. It would be with the Biden administration. It would be, the idea that we're the gang that can't shoot straight. We can't get anything done. We've got these horrible things happening. And for the life of us, we can't understand how to even begin to navigate the Israeli-Hamas war without, you know, completely looking like they've lost touch with reality. Let's listen to Donald Trump here briefly.
Really destroying our country. They're destroying our country at the border. They will allow, in my opinion, because you don't hear the real numbers, 15 million people into our country by the time Biden gets out, which hopefully will be very soon. If they get another term, this country is finished. By the time he gets out, and the people are coming from prisons all over the world, they're coming from mental institutions all over the world, and they're terrorists, and this country is going to be suffering a very big price. It's amazing that it hasn't happened. And interestingly, I had very strong borders, the strongest ever. We had the strongest border in history. All they had to do is leave Brandon Judd and leave Tom Holman and leave all these guys.
Let me put this on the screen.
Go ahead.
Iran is the number one state sponsor of terror.
Right.
Okay, well, foreign nationals founded our southern border because of Joe Biden's open borders. Right. From Iran, 659. From Syria, 538. From Afghanistan, 6,386. Egypt, 3,153. 12,605 from Russia. 26,113 from China. Now, could you explain to me, what do you think the odds are that among that group of people, from our top geopolitical foes in most cases, that terror cells have entered the country because of the 8 million people Joe Biden has allowed into this country unvetted? What are the odds?
The odds are 100%. Look, why do we have 26,000
people? How scary is that?
Think of it. It's 100%. And by the way, we had nothing during remember I had the travel ban. I said, I don't want people coming from countries that want to blow us up. And we put a travel ban, and some people thought I was discriminating. But if you think about it, I went 4 years with no problem. We didn't have any problem. We didn't have buildings being knocked down. We didn't have World Trade Centers. We didn't have any of that. We had a very strong travel ban. And if you came from a country that was a country, I can tell you right now, I can name every one of them. We just didn't want you. I'm sorry. And we actually had it passed by the Supreme Court, and that was a big day. But we didn't have a problem.
Got to take a break.
All right. So that's very interesting from Donald Trump, of course. Now, my question would be, is that just red meat? Is that what that is? This is just a bunch of red meat. I don't think that it is necessarily. You know, when you look at the practical implications of having a border is not really, really secure in a real sense, okay? And when you have the ability to cross the border, or be smuggled across the way that many have, you can have bad actors that are not, and I think the way vast majority are people who are coming to this country, they're coming to it for whatever reason. They're not coming here to do terrorism. They are coming here illegally. But they're not terrorist operatives. But there are many that may be. And if that's the case, we have to be incredibly careful about that. We have to look at this with clear eyes and open eyes. So that's not. And by the way, what he's describing in the travel ban and so forth, you know, you have some countries that we could not count on their vetting of people who could get on an airplane in their country and then fly to the United States. And you wouldn't be able to cross-reference it correctly in order to make sure that someone's not a known terrorist, a bad actor, if you will. So, and of course, it was all decried as being racist. But again, if the racism doesn't enter into it, what it is, it's a practical thing. Why do you lock your front door at night to your house? Because you don't want a bad actor to come in. That's the same basic idea, but you let people in who are known to you or don't pose a threat. Stay right there, folks.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
This is Christmas, and what have you done? Another year over, and a new one just begun.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. And yes, a very Merry Christmas. And of course, a Happy New Year. And maybe Happy Christmas there, as the late John Lennon might say. Happy Christmas. Yeah, we're getting some more Christmas music peppering in here. And it's building up as we move through the month of December, and we're glad that you're there, folks. 949-822-7959. It's time for our second Trucker Traveler report of the morning. We got a doozy for you here. I heard this earlier today in a different context, and we found this great live version of it. Well, here we go, folks. One of my all-time favorites, Billy Joel, Big Shot, live from Long Island.
You're gonna cry and you're gonna be so alone.
One of his really great rockers, and I don't know, have you ever known anybody who just had to be a big shot? Perfect song for that kind of thing, right? And I just can only imagine who he might have written that about at some point. But Billy Joel, of course, big shot, great song, and again, live from Long Island. I've seen Billy Joel a few times in concert, and he's always put on a great show. And so I went, so he did a joint concert with Elton John, and we were actually not too far away from where I live here. So, all right, welcome back, everybody. We're going to take a look at our weather here real quick, and then also we'll be talking with Denise Simon, founderscode.com, here in just a moment. So, again, our friends up in Seattle, Washington, Portland, Oregon right now, you're getting walloped by rain. You've got all kinds of flooding that continues to be possible. Atmospheric river events are happening. So Seattle, Portland, it looks like the entire coast of Oregon right now. So Richard the Marine, I hope that you're battening down the hatches up there, my friend. Stay safe. Semper Fi to you, of course. And then over to our friends near, let's see, as you go out I-90 up through Ritzville, Moses Lake, obviously, through Ritzville, Spokane, up into northern Idaho. It starts to dissipate as you come into Montana right now, so that's some good news. But 4th of July pass, you definitely want to be aware of that there. Our friends in Yakima, you've got all kinds of rain happening right now. As I said, going down through Portland, Salem, Eugene, Roseburg, and just right off the California, northern California coast, that rain could looks like it's moving that way. It goes off into a long band out into the Pacific Ocean right now. We continue to see a little bit of rain mixed with snow. This is going to be in Kentucky. This is going to be just southeast of Lexington near McKee and Jackson as we go through the morning here. And then also, let's see here, just southeast of Knoxville, Tennessee. Looks like we got a lot of some snow on the radar and rain mixed with snow as well. So do be careful because we know that we got some storms coming through as we head towards the weekend. Looks like that could cover a lot in the east. I understand it might even be a little bit of a warm up there on the east coast. We'll verify that here in a little bit. But do be careful out there, folks. We want you to get there in one piece. And if you like the music that we play here on the program, especially for our Trucker Traveler Report, and you want to make a request, head on over to my home website of KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. And you can send us a direct message. Let us know if you might have a particular request for a traveler song to play. And again, those of you new to the program, we do that every morning here on the show to make sure that whatever you're doing in the overnight hours across America, that we keep you kind of pumped up, we keep you revved up, we keep you going through the morning, and that's our pleasure. It's great. It's our duty. It's our solemn promise that we do that. We'll talk about being revved up and keeping you going in terms of the information that we have here on the program as well. We have our very own Denise Simon, founderscode.com, and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook joining us now. Good morning, Denise.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Well, there is so much to talk about. I don't even know sort of where to begin. But obviously now there's going to be a comparison to Donald Trump talking with Sean Hannity versus what we'll see perhaps later tonight on the GOP debate stage. Did you catch any of President Trump's appearance?
I did not.
Well, he seemed to have to do pretty well in terms of the format. And obviously he's not going to the debate, but, I think that, there's going to be some obvious comparisons, but what do you think the candidates in the debate have to do,
on Wednesday night to get any traction or move the needle again at all?
They're going to do more of the same. There's not a lot of others. Look, they all pretty much have the same objectives. They all, you know, they all want to do pretty much the same thing. It's how they get there. And Chris Christie, I think, is going to be mostly about law and order, which I think also, too, that DeSantis is. I don't hear a lot of that from Nikki Haley.
Mm-hmm.
I think that, you know, there's a lot of concentration on domestic issues versus foreign issues. But even when it comes to Trump, I don't think that there's a lot of difference. I think he's trying to, you know, in these town halls and in these interviews that he has done intermittently, I think he's trying to find some things that are make him a little more distinctive from the other candidates.
Right.
No, I don't think I have too much of a problem with what these candidates are trying to do, because I think the platforms are pretty much the same. It's just that some of them may be a little less radical or even a little more radical.
Mm-hmm. Well, like, say, for example, Vivek Ramaswamy, where does he sit in all this now? I mean, especially with the idea that, you know, these foreign policy issues are really front and center. Does he have the horsepower in his experience or in his saying so far to really be to be looked at as somebody who could step in on day one?
I think he's got a lot to learn when it comes to foreign policy. And then when he put some things out there about where he would necessarily take, what path he would take on foreign policy, on whatever the condition may be,
mm-hmm.
There have been times he's had to backtrack.
Well, indeed. Yeah, and sometimes that's... That's not fun, and then, you have to kind of try to clean it up. All right, well, folks, stay right there. We're going to come right back after the top of the hour news with more with Denise Simon, founderspost.com, of course, the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Kyle Warren with you, 949-822-7959. Stay right there. We're coming right back.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.